You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I want to show you a photo, and I want you to describe it, Scott, because I know y'all listen. Y'all got rain. Everybody got rain.
8.7 inches in western Shawnee last night.
Power is out everywhere. A good friend of mine out at Quivira said they are looking at between 9 and 10 inches in some spots. Then look at my girlfriend who is out at Shadow Glen off K-10. Describe what you see that is hole 13.
I don't know where hole 13 is.
You don't because it's underwater.
Because the entire fairway and green is covered in water.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is underwater. We're supposed to play there Saturday. I'm like, does anyone have a shot pack?
They need a slight wind from
behind. Dana, the entire fairway is covered.
I know it. I'm telling you guys, they're saying this was a record-setting rain.
But it had
until
to be.
You
it
look
had to
around
be.
Town at some of the... I had a listener just post on Facebook. Today was trash day for them in Shawnee.
Yep, that is
he
true.
He posted a photo of two ducks, ducks, swimming in the gutter, like the gully next to his house by the street.
Yeah, it's called the gutter.
Ducks, right in front of his house.
Well, Dana, they got to swim.
Where there usually aren't ducks, and now there are ducks. Look at them right there, right by the trash.
Yep.
Just hanging out. They're swimming in the curb, not the curb.
Dana, it's called the gutter. Why are you afraid to use the word
because
gutter?
Because when I think gutter, I think like bowling alley, and I guess it's shaped the same.
It's a gutter.
What about on a house?
Well, those are gutters, but right next to the curb is where the ducks are swimming.
Okay.
In the gutter.
It was violent last night.
It was violent.
Incredibly violent.
Did we know it was supposed to rain that much?
Well, so Busby yesterday in his forecast said that there was going to be rain overnight.
And I heard Katie say spots of very, very like rapidly falling in a short amount of time rain.
Yeah, I don't know that they anticipated 8.7 inches in Shawnee or 5 in Gardner. I believe it was 6 in Independence.
By the way, the proper term is the gutter. It is a shadow channel, often made of concrete, along the side of a road.
That from time to time holds ducks
there
on trash day.
There are longitudinal gutters that run parallel to the road, or what is known as cross gutters, which you will find in an intersection to keep water from pooling in the intersection.
Okay. The ESPYs were held last night. We watched.
I know, I couldn't.
Why?
I got too much on my plate right now, Scott. And I love the ESPYs. I usually watch. I just couldn't.
What were you doing last night?
I had plans.
Killing maggots?
No. I had plans. So tell me what I missed, because I really do enjoy watching those.
Okay. Best team. Would you care to guess who it was?
The Casey Current.
Okay. This is a national awards.
I know. They're national.
The Casey Current is the best professional team in America. Didn't even win the title last year.
Do not tell me it's the Savannah Bananas.
It's not.
Chiefs?
No.
Professional team. You are struggling.
It should be the Savannah Bananas.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, come on.
They won the Super Bowl in convincing fashion.
Were we the best team at the ESPYs the year we won the Super Bowl?
Probably.
I don't know. People love hating on us.
Best NFL player.
Patrick Mahomes.
Saquon Barkley. Best WNBA player.
Well, Caitlin Clark.
That is correct. Capital One Cup winners. This is for college sports teams.
Okay.
Men, and then also a women's team.
Okay. For all sports?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You're going to have to help me on that one. I have no idea.
Ohio State men, North Carolina women.
Good.
Best athlete, women's sports.
Caitlin Clark.
No.
Simone Biles.
That is correct.
Boom. Good for her.
By the way, my only disappointment in
because of her age. My God, who is still doing that at, you know, not that she's 50, but yeah. Gymnastics is usually a, you know, 13 years old to 22 year old kind of thing.
Best athlete, men's sports was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay.
Good try.
Did I get it right?
You were close. You were very close. Much closer than the first try.
What did I get wrong on this one?
What did he call him yesterday?
Shai.
It was okay. Shai Gilgeous is what you, it's Gilgeous.
I don't know. I once called Kanye West.
Seriously?
Kane.
You're going to really? Wow. A little nitpicky, are we? Anyway, we would be remiss if we don't mention it was 44 years ago today.
Yeah.
That the Hyatt Skywalk collapse occurred, killing 114 people.
I remember that.
216 people were injured. Yeah. That was 44 years ago today.
Did I ever tell you I was playing in a tournament at Loch Lloyd, and one of the volunteers that was out handing out water and, you know, doing stuff, and I think she got out of the cart to hand me something, and she was limping. And I said, oh my gosh, no, I'll come to you. Don't do that. You're injured. And she said to me, well, it's kind of a story. It's not a today thing. I was one of the last people they pulled out alive at the Hyatt disaster.
I'll be darned.
And I said, you have got to be kidding me. I said, do you want to talk about it? Like, how are you? Like all of those things. And I think maybe several years ago, we did have her call into the program. Mm. And I think she was there with a girlfriend. And at the last minute, they decided to go before they were going on to like Westport or to go out for the night. They said, let's stop by this tea dance and see what this is about. And they go in and, you know, nobody who survived that was ever the same person. You know, you go in before a disaster like that and you come out and there is no way it does not change your entire life. And I'm not talking about the physical scars and injuries because those didn't go away for so many people.
The
mental scars and the sounds and the smell. And you forget, Scott, they thought they were slowly drowning to death because the sprinkler systems went off. There was nowhere for the water to go. And all of the people that were trapped but survived, but were trapped and severely injured under that debris, the water started to rise. And I remember her saying it was right below our necks. And they were crushed by all of this concrete. They had a man under there next to them that did not survive. They knew he was deceased. And then one of the fire captains on scene, if memory serves, Scott, he took his commander like SUV, his fire captain's SUV, you know, the SUVs they would drive, and just rammed it into the front of that building and right through the glass to release the water to save the people that were trapped from drowning.
I'll be darned.
They weren't waiting on
and save lives.
And save lives. They didn't wait on equipment. They rammed that sucker right through the glass.
And I remember
it saved her life too.
So today is the 44th anniversary. I remember on the 40th we had Michael Mahoney in from Channel 9, who was just a young buck reporter at the time,
coming down the escalator,
and had been assigned to the entertainment division at Channel 9 News, if you'll recall. Mm-hmm. And they sent him, and you know Michael Mahoney is like a reporter's reporter,
yeah,
right.
Capital R.
Big time. And they sent him down to cover a tea dance. And he thought, are you kidding me?
They were coming down the escalator, and photographer was filming, and the tape ran out.
That's right.
Or the battery ran out. I can't remember which one.
I think the tape ran out.
So the photog stopped. They're on the escalator, popped another tape or battery in, and as he's swapping out and bringing that camera back up to his shoulder, it happens. Collapse, and I remember Michael said, you just heard this pop, 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 pop. So the first scene that you see on their tape from that day, you don't see anything. You just hear screaming and you see the dust. It's just a cloud.
Yeah.
Because it had just happened.
So, and Dan Verbeck, who was a longtime reporter here at KMBZ for many, many years before he retired, he was not there when it occurred, but he got a phone call, said, you need to get down to the Hyatt. You know, there's a major tragedy, blah, blah, blah. And I remember years later talking to Dan about it. And he didn't go into great detail. He did tell me one thing that I don't feel comfortable repeating on the air because it's so gruesome. But he did tell me at one point, he goes, Scott, by now it's been like 35, 30 years later. And he said, there are still images that I saw that I cannot get out of my mind.
Yeah. And also, do you recall Mahoney saying, we should call him and see if he wants to call in. And if he doesn't, that's certainly fine. Do you recall him saying back then you had to dial, like the old rotary style telephones, you had to dial out for a line. And I think as his photographer, they're getting their bearings about them, trying to figure out how to help. What should we be doing? Michael ran to a phone and dialed the operator to get a line out to 911. And the operator at the Hyatt, wherever the operator was stationed, just said, Hyatt, so-and-so, can I help you?
Oh, they were unaware?
They were I'm almost positive Michael told that story.
Huh.
And he said, we need everyone. Everyone needs to get down here. All emergency personnel needs to get down here.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
The song that was playing at the time was Satin Doll by Duke Ellington when 72 tons of concrete came crashing down at the Hyatt.
One of the worst engineering disasters in American history.
It was the worst at the time, and I think was only eclipsed by 9/11. When you talk about structural
integrity
and failure.
913-586-7798. Pat in Kansas City. Pat, hello.
Hi, Scott. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
I wasn't injured, and I wasn't there when it happened, but I remember that night because I was a lobby porter. And the hotel that evening, around 4 o'clock, people started coming in, and by 4:30, it was packed.
You were a lobby porter, Pat, and so you had just left?
I had just left. I had been gone about 30 minutes. And before I left, I kept telling my supervisor then, I was like, there are so many people, you can't clean nothing. And I had just walked across that walkway.
Man.
And the walkway was full of people. They were dancing. People were hanging over the walkway, looking down into the lobby area. And the only thing that caught my eye really was this little girl. And she had on a pink dress with white socks and the little patent leather shoes. She had a pink bow, and she was just dancing away. And I've always wondered what happened to her.
Do you know if this was the first tea dance that they had held at the Hyatt?
No, they had been doing it, Scott.
This was not the first.
That's why Mahoney was going.
This was the second. The first one, they had a nice crowd, but the second one, that hotel was packed from the lobby to the third to the banquet floor. And then the walkway then, you could feel the vibration then that night of the walkway because it was swinging a little bit.
Man, thank you for the call, Pat. One child, Pamela Coffey, a fifth grader, died in the walkway collapse. She was 11 years old and was attending the tea dance with her father, who also perished.
Let's go to Phil in Kansas City. Phil, good afternoon. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was a Kansas City, Missouri fire department. I'm sorry if I was a fire dispatcher for the Kansas City, Missouri fire department. I was on duty that night. That just happened. And I fielded one of the first calls that came from the Hyatt. It was about 7 minutes past seven. And the person that was reporting what was going on was hysterical. And right away, we knew something major had happened down there. And we sent all the resources we could right away, and it still didn't make any good. And we had the hospitals on standby alert for a disaster within 10 minutes after the initial calls. And by 7:30 that evening, we had the first reports of of people that were dead down there. It was quite a thing. I mean, it was just it was a true disaster in the making, to say the least. And we were right across the street from it. Our office was at 22nd and Oak, 22nd and Gillum. We were within eyeshot of the Hyatt, and got off at 11 o'clock that night shift. Went over there, and I stayed till daybreak, and saw a lot of horrible things to see at this Hyatt collapse. It was quite a thing, I mean, to say the least, and. I think I grew up real quick.
Phil, real quick, how old were you, Phil, at the time?
I want to say I was probably about 30 years old, approximately. I had just been on the job since 1977, and this happened in 1981. Mm-hmm. And fortunately, we had some good people that were there that night working with me, and we were able to handle it with the flying colors. Matter of fact, we were critiqued by other departments and for training purposes after that because of the job that we did. And I mean, we couldn't get enough help in there to do what needed to be done, but we got what we needed. What needed, we were there. And I always pride myself in the job that we did, and especially like getting the hospitals on the HERE network up. And by the way, the 911 didn't exist at that time. It was the old seven digit. You dial the fire department.
Yeah, you had to physically call the police department. Phil, I'm so glad you called, and I can still hear the emotion in your voice. And I want to say that we should all remember all of our first responders and all of the dispatchers, because you hear about the fire department and what the firefighters did, and Dr. Wackerly, and you hear about the police department. And, you know, I don't want people to forget that, Phil, you were 30 years old on the other side of that phone, and the trauma that must have been for all of the dispatchers that night.
No, we had to do what we had to do, and we did it. We knew within 15 minutes that there was a major disaster unfolding. We knew that much by the feedback we were getting from the fire chiefs at the scene. Our deputy chief, you could tell in his voice that it was really bad. Arnett Williams was the deputy chief that night, and you could just tell by when he radioed back to us that it was a very serious situation there, that it was really bad. And we knew from the get-go that we had a tiger by the tail, so to speak, going on down there. We knew it was bad.
Well, Phil, thank you for your service. And I echo what Dana said. We can hear the emotion in your voice, and we're sorry that, you know, 44 years on, that these memories still haunt.
I'll tell you what's got me right now is the situation down in Texas with all the young girls that were drowned in the floods down there.
Amen. Go ahead, Phil.
No, anyway, that's what I wanted to say about the Hyatt. That it was a pretty. We knew right away it was a bad situation, that something major, something disastrous had taken place. Well, much like if you had a plane crash or something.
Well, Phil, thank you for your service, and do appreciate the call from the text line. The Hyatt is a fascinating story. This is from 0186. Regardless of it just being local, I am a younger engineer, and this is still regularly mentioned and used as a teaching experience in engineering schools and in our professional work.
I will also say in disaster preparedness, Scott, they teach what the lessons that were learned and all of the actions of our first responders that were right there after this happened as well.
913-586-7798.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com. Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
There's breaking news, Sam.
Just for you.
What's up?
So you and the rest of Steelers Nation, or whatever you guys call yourselves.
Oh, is Aaron Rodgers retiring?
We're very unhappy when you found out that Aaron Rodgers was being signed to the team. However, I do have some good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
There had been long discussion during the entire offseason of whether or not TJ Watt would stay with the team.
Is he coming back?
They have reached a long-term deal, 3 years.
Good.
$123 million.
I own one of his jerseys. Good. Very happy.
So you can be mad while watching Aaron Rodgers, but have a silver lining because TJ Watt's on the field.
By the way, speaking of the NFL, Von Miller has signed with the Washington Commanders. The MVP of Super Bowl 50 has a new team. Per multiple reports, and even Von Miller himself, he has agreed to a contract with the Washington Commanders, which, by the way, if you missed the news last week, are flirting with the idea of going back to the Redskins.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
You can say what you want about changing the name, okay?
I think Commanders is a dumb name. I wish they had just made themselves the Washington Football Club.
Okay.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Here's the deal.
Which they were for a season.
You can say what you want about changing the name. You can't then go and change it back. Once that decision is made, that door closes. Don't go back. Are they also the team that has the logo that looks like Walgreens? Yes. It literally looks exactly like the Walgreens
well,
W.
Well, if no, you're thinking of the Washington Nationals.
Okay. Correct. Also bad.
The Commanders have a more jagged W.
Okay.
Yeah. And
they
it's
can't
maroon
change it
and
back.
Yellow.
They can't. Then what's going to happen in 4 or 5 more years? They're going to say, you know what? We should have done better. Well, you did do better. Just keep it.
Well, I think the fans want them to change it back.
I tell you what, though, this is the greatest PR game ever.
Yeah, I guess.
They also sold a ridiculous amount of merch when they decided to change because everybody wanted to get their hands on the final Redskins merch.
Which, by the way, they have not stopped printing it.
Yeah.
You can still get it. I mean, if you go on Amazon or whatever, you can, I mean, you can't go to the team's website and get it. But if you go to Amazon, you can still get Washington Redskins apparel. It's not like they stopped printing that stuff. Anyway, I digress. A story here from the greatest small newspaper in the country, the Johnson County Post. Citing a surge in public concern for children's safety, the city of Prairie Village is considering new restrictions on e-scooters and e-bikes.
Here we go.
The city council voted 11-0 during a committee meeting to direct city staff to craft an ordinance that places restrictions on e-bikes and e-scooters, including provisions that define reckless use and limit the number of riders on each device.
Okay.
Other cities like Leawood and Lenexa have already put in similar restrictions. These restrictions would be in addition to the city's existing ordinance approved earlier this year, requiring all juveniles riding e-scooters or e-bikes to wear helmets.
Sam, what have you seen near the 83rd Street Corinth Corridor, which is an incredibly busy corridor?
That is the nearest hardware store to my house. It's also a yoga studio that I go to often because my girlfriend works there. So I am driving through that area basically every single day.
It's where the Johnny's is. It's packed.
Is that the Johnny's where I courted you to join this show 14 years ago?
I believe
perhaps.
It is. Every time I drive through that area, I see at least 3, sometimes as many as 8 to 10, young, I would probably guess like
7 or 8
grade girls, primarily girls on e-scooters riding through that area. They all wear helmets.
You don't like rules and laws, Scott, or adding additional ones when we don't need them. I think the city is saying this is so dangerous. If parents aren't going to police this, we will.
Now, it's not like they're going crazy. They're not riding around the parking lot. They're not riding in the street. They are following every single rule that they could possibly follow, pulling up to the stop walk or the crosswalk, stopping,
wait.
Pressing the button.
Push pause. What's so dangerous about them? And don't tell me you know you rode your e-bike once.
The speed.
She fell off.
Well, that's a fair point.
That thing bucked like a Bronco.
Well, I think that might have been user error, but okay.
Honestly, it was user error.
I think they're more dangerous for the people on the sidewalk not using them than the kids riding them.
See, we have kids in our neighborhood who ride around on these e-scooters. I don't think they're particularly any more than a bicycle.
Head injuries, fractures, and other trauma are common injuries, with head injuries being particularly prevalent with the e-scooter. Helmets significantly reduce that risk, but many children don't wear them.
Yeah, but let's get rid of skateboards. Let's get rid of bicycles.
Cars.
Yeah. Let's stop letting 16-year-olds drive cars.
Anybody.
Fair.
How many people die in car accidents, especially in the
Midwest? That is different than a child on an e-scooter. It just is.
Why?
Because...
I'd rather my kid be on an e-scooter than on a skateboard at a skate park.
But
where they're doing the ramps and all that stuff.
A skate park is contained. Like, it's just a little spot right there that is just for this.
Until their skull is not.
You're zooming back. A lot of those skateboarders at the skate parks wear helmets. And Scott, with the e-scooter, you're zooming back and forth on sidewalks, in traffic, in between parked cars.
Well, if the rule is going to be that if you're under the age of 18, you have to wear a helmet if you're on an e-scooter or an e-bike.
Yeah, do it.
Fine. But I'm not in favor, and this story doesn't seem to indicate that the city of Prairie Village is going to take this step. But I'm not okay with cities saying that kids can't ride e-scooters because I don't find them to be any more dangerous than a skateboard or a bicycle.
I am surprised they allow it on sidewalks, though. There are many cities that ban bicycles on sidewalks.
I would prefer that anybody under the age of 18 ride their bicycle or their e-scooter on a sidewalk.
The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends children under 16 should not operate or ride on motorized or e-scooters.
Why?
Because they're the ones, Scott, seeing the injuries.
They don't see injuries from bicycles and skateboards?
Not at the rate that I think they're seeing with the e-scooters now.
I compound fractured my right wrist on a skateboard. Like the bone was sticking out.
I hurt myself gardening, Scott. Let's not compare ourselves to the 10-year-old on the e-scooter.
Okay. 913-586-7798. The city of Prairie Village is considering some restrictions on e-scooters and e-bikes. They claim that they get a number of calls to the police department, to the city, complaining about young people acting a fool on their e-bikes and e-scooters. All right. 913-586-7798. Leawood and Lenexa have already implemented some of these restrictions. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. You know, I'm a big Queen fan, but this is without doubt the one song I could completely do without. It is terrible.
Now, e-scooters and e-bikes are one thing. What I'm seeing more and more often is kids riding 50cc dirt bikes up and down Knoll.
Really?
Yeah. I see it pretty regularly. And as a kid, I'll fully admit, I may or may not have ridden a 50cc dirt bike on the plaza a time or two.
Okay, so why was it okay back then, but it's not okay now?
Honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It just surprises me.
Except they're not licensed, are they?
Well, it's 50cc's.
Have you ever been almost struck by a car on a bike when you were growing up? I did once. I've never even told my parents this story. I was so terrified.
What happened?
I was riding on the back with my friend Misty, who was like one of those old school banana bikes. And then she had the like step thing on the back of it where you could step up and have somebody on the back of it. Mm-hmm. And I was just hanging on to her and we were riding through an alley and she just flies right through the alley and there is a car. She doesn't see the car. And I will never forget this as long as I live. The screeching of the brakes.
Her brakes or the car brakes?
The car brakes. And the look on the face. I can almost still see the driver's face.
Mm.
Because you can imagine as an adult, you're just driving and then all of a sudden there's a bicycle with two children on it. I was probably 10 years old. I was so terrified that that happened. I never spoke a word of it to my parents. And the next time I saw her, she was like, remember that time we almost got hit by a car? And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to remember that.
Do you still talk to her?
No. Huh?
Well,
I guess I did technically get hit by a car while on my scooter one time on Main Street.
You got hit by a car when you're on your motorcycle.
You're proving my point.
Oh, I did get thrown off my motorcycle being hit by a car. That is true. That time I was going 35 miles an hour.
Samuel.
Hands did not feel good for a couple of weeks.
Did you have a little road burn on them?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, what's up?
Hey, so I got one comment about this and then a comment about a strategy that happened years ago that I just saw something. Anyways, could this be that they're planning or pre-planning for maybe Bird or one of the other scooter companies to come into town?
I would think if you're Berg, you don't want kids on your product.
Well, I mean, they could be preventing it, you know, from the get-go.
Hmm.
You know, by making a law. The tragedy, when you guys were talking about the Hyatt, it just drove past where the Firefighters Memorial is, and they are leveling off the hill where the firefighters, some of the explosives were stored. There used to be a giant mound of rock right across from it. They are leveling that off right now.
Huh.
So on 31st Street?
No, that's down where the firefighters were blown up years ago.
Oh, in South Kansas City.
Yes. Yeah, they're leveling off that area. Not where the memorial is. Directly across the street is where the explosives and stuff was actually held.
And
one of the trucks was blown up.
You know, and we'll, thank you, Aaron. We'll revisit that again at some point. I am not convinced that the people who are in prison for that crime are necessarily the ones that committed it.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to open up that can of worms right before the 4 o'clock break, but
no,
if you look back at the phenomenal investigative work that the Kansas City Star and others have done.
I covered that trial. Did I tell you that?
On that case, I agree. I don't think they have the right people. I think they have people that were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yes. And people who were not necessarily
the smartest bulbs in the drawer.
Right. And not necessarily people you'd want to bring home to mom, if you know what I mean. But
why are we putting bulbs in a drawer?
We don't know why we're putting bulbs in drawers, but we are.
Okay. Okay.
I would have gone with cat in the litter.
Sharpest knife in the light bulb back. However,
okay, like we have room to talk now.
It's like the whole Baby Lisa thing. No one that dumb could pull the wool over on all of those police departments.
Didn't we talk to one of them about four or five years ago?
The firefighter's explosion guy who got out.
The one who was released.
He was like 17 at the time or
something. Right, that is correct. And he was adamant, we did not do this. Now, I don't expect him to say anything else, but he'd already served his time. He can't go back.
Scott, conspiracy theorist Parks.
No, this one makes sense, Sam. And I think that it has been widely reported who was responsible.
Yes.
And I think the city needed to pin this on somebody quickly, and they did.
I remember covering that trial in the 1990s. I was a very young reporter at the time, and it was at the federal courthouse downtown. And I remember, and they were all on trial together, if I remember correctly. This was 30 years ago. And I remember, even then, as a young 20-something reporter, as I'm sitting through every single day of testimony, thinking to myself, they didn't do it. They don't have the goods on these guys. Let's go to John in Lee's Summit. John, hello.
Hey, guys, how are you? I was going to save this for Festivus Friday, but I heard e-bikes, and now my blood just boils.
Good.
This is an epidemic in Lee Summit, 100%. It is annoying. It is crazy. First of all, where was my $600 bike when I was 12 years old?
Amen to that.
You know, these bikes are ridiculous. They go so fast, they don't pay attention, and most of the time they're trying to do wheelies, and this part drives me nuts. They drag their ankles on the road like you do in a golf cart. I'm just waiting for one of those kids to snap his ankle when he hits a bump.
What do you mean drag their ankles on the road?
Like they dangle them off the side of the e-bike. Like
okay.
Yeah, when you're in a golf cart and you know you like stick your leg out.
Yes.
Like driving like that. Yes. Same thing on these e-bikes, and one of these kids is gonna snap their leg in any day now. I'm just waiting for it. But oh my gosh, they drive me nuts. And I'm an old man. I'm not even that old, but I feel like an old man now because I complain about him all day.
Hey, John,
how old are you?
Are you Scott old?
Okay.
I'm 38, so I'm not that old.
You're not even that old.
Okay. All right. That was, John, that was unnecessary.
Hey, John, I think your trash cans are getting dirty. You want to take care of that?
Get off my lawn.
Okay, partner. We got to run. The news is in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.